Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
What time you get in session today?
We're going into caucus early this morning, and then I think we're doing the session around noon, I believe, right at around noon. So ready to get to work.
When it comes to this session, will there be people working in the back room in the Grand Bargain? What's its financial? What's its health state? The Grand Bargain, the budget approach from the Senate. What's its current state?
Well, Tom, Senate leadership's been working nonstop for the last several days, ever since we came out of session 2 weeks ago, and to work on some numbers. I had some calls this last weekend with leadership, and we're optimistic that we're going to get things in order. And when I go into caucus this morning, I'm probably going to know a lot more, actually. But right now, they're finishing up. Trying to compromise with the numbers, and we're going to see where it goes. But I'm anxious to get in that Capitol building this morning and see where we're at, so we can try to get our state back in order.
It's kind of interesting on that. Those first four pieces of legislation, I think three were sent over to the House. You didn't see a lot of support from the right side of the aisle, the Republican side of the aisle, and after reading some of the quotes from Redonio, I kind of get the impression that. That relationship that had shown so much promise by coming up with these numbers, at least, and both of them standing next to each other while they were doing it, that relationship is now strained.
Somewhat, Tom. It was, some low hanging fruit there that was kind of dangling out there to kind of test the waters, and my stance as one of 59 state senators in the state of Illinois has been to, my first order of business is to create this balanced budget, and then we'll, let's talk about education and social agencies and things. And until we I'm not ready to put a strain on the taxpayers. I'm not going to put a strain on the taxpayers ever. But as far as I'm concerned, but I'm sure not going to until we get our budget in order and our balanced numbers in order. So I'm not going to vote for any legislation that's going to increase. Taxes or put more burden on our communities.
There are a lot of things moving on the board right now. Chicago Public Schools, they filed an injunction. They want to want the judge to bar the state from disbursing school funds anywhere in the state until the Chicago Public School District is fully funded. Fully funded is the operative word. That, according to the Associated Press, and their financial state is such that they may have to end school 3 weeks early. Then you've got Governor Rauner changing Medicaid, managed care service. He wants that for 80% of the clients. And now this morning, the Rauner administration has announced part of its Ask Me Strike preparation that it has launched a new website called Working for Better Illinois, a way for job seekers to apply for jobs in Illinois government. Boy, that will ratchet up the stress between Ask Me and the administration, won't it?
It sure will. This is unprecedented times that we're in. And, my thoughts and prayers are with all the AFSCME members. I hope we come to a resolution make sure everyone's not stressed about what their career is going to be like in the next few weeks or next few months. And it's just the state that we're in right now, Tom. And this is difficult decisions have to be made, and everyone knows that, and everyone understands that. And we just have to stay at the board until we get this worked out, and that's what I'm willing to do. I'm here. Hopefully this is going to be a good week. I'm optimistic. I hope and pray that it is, and that we can get out of here at the end of the week and make some good accomplishments, some good positive accomplishments for the state.
Yesterday at this time, I was speaking with a writer for the Southern Illinois, Molly Parker, and she had written a series of articles about Caro, and more specifically the housing there that's controlled by HUD. And I spoke with some of your staff last week that said you had already made a couple of trips down there.
Oh, I've spent a lot of time down there, Tom. Right after the election, I started visiting Caro. Carol has always been on my mind for a long time, and now as a state senator, I've been down there, four or five times now, and I've been there three or four times just since my inauguration on January the 11th, and I've toured. I was actually there with the Southern Illinois last Monday, touring the complexes, going in apartments, talking to residents. had a great meeting with Mayor Coleman. And you know, Tom, it's it's hard to put into words. I think a lot of people have read the article. A lot of people have heard about what's going on in Cairo with the public housing, and you know, it's sad. And Ike, you know me well enough to I have a tremendous soft spot for, especially for children, and to go in some of these apartments and see the roach infested, mice infested, living arrangements that they're in is just it puts a new perspective on life. And you know, it's been extremely mismanaged for years, and we're going to do something about it. I'm going to continue to go down there. I'm going to be down there again next week. I'm not going to stop until we continue to create the awareness of how tragic things are down there. And I'm optimistic, but I'm one of those guys. You know what I see, Tom, when I'm in there and I see how deteriorated the housing is and the conditions these people have to live in. But you know what I see in the city of Cairo? I see tremendous opportunity. And that's what encourages me. That's what really fuels my fire that, you know, I've toured the city so many times and talked to leadership and talked to citizens and talked to, business people, what businesses that are left there, actually. And, you know, we have two rivers down there. You know, we have rail. We have interstate. And, you know, we have people, there's people there to want to work. And, you know, that was a booming community many years ago. And to see some of these homes that are there and the history of some of these homes that are boarded up now, I'm thinking, wow, this community was thriving. You know, so...
Well,
I see opportunity, Tom, is what I see.
Yeah, and I get that because I went down and grabbed myself a barbecue. I heard they had a good place down there. So I went down and I drove around, and the absence of people is one of the things that strikes out at me. Your predecessor thought that the way out of this was by developing a port authority for Cairo.
Well, that's exactly right, and we're working on that as we speak. We are in the process of reestablishing the Alexander Port Authority. Hopefully, that's going to be reinitiated. It's been absent for several years. They haven't had a meeting in a long time. Well, that's going to be revitalized, just in the hope in the next probably 30 days. We're already working on some community revitalization initiatives for the rivers and rail and opportunity. Working with consultants as we speak. Each and every day, we're having conversations about Cairo. As I mentioned, I'm going to be going down. I'm probably going to be spending at least one day a week when I'm in the district back down there, trying to do what we can for these people. And I want to, one of the apartments that we visited. I want to touch back on this for just a second, Tom.
Sure.
We walked in there, and there was a lady that had to actually. Take a leave of absence from her job because she had to raise her grandchildren and her own children. And, it was so roach infested that, we looked under the cabinets and roaches just poured out. And she took us upstairs into one of the children's bedrooms, and she opened up the dresser drawer. And Tom, roaches just poured out of the dresser. And they're having a difficult time getting exterminators in there. And she said, what really bothered me, she said, Dale, she said, every night before my children go to bed, when they lay down, I spray the perimeter of the bed, every bed, with Raid. Now, how safe is that?
Well, all I can tell you is that anybody who thinks the government and its bureaucracy is capable of taking care of the people of this country should look at this as a clear illustration that bureaucracy is incapable of compassion and understanding and caring when it comes to human beings.
Yes, sir. And I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, what do you need? I said, what do you need right now? And she said, sir, what I need right now is I need sealed, I need containers, I need tubs that with tight seals that I can put these clothes in to keep the roaches out. And I said, ma'am, I'll be back. And that, children should not have to live in this environment.
Nope.
And meeting with Mayor Coleman and the other leaders, my question was, well, it's almost kind of like the state of the state right now that we're in, Tom. Where has everybody been the last decade that's allowed this to get where it is?
Right.
How did this happen? How did this happen? There wasn't accountability. There wasn't leadership.
Yeah. How did
and
it happen?
Now we're creating this tremendous awareness for Caro. And you know what? Now you watch people start pouring in.
Well, I hope so, and I hope one of them is Ben Carson.
Yes, sir. I'm working closely with Congressman Box, and we hope this appointment is soon. And that's one of the first things that we're going to go after Ben Carson, is to get him to Caro, Illinois. And we're going to, there's no question. When he's there, or whoever that may be, we hope it's going to be Ben Carson. That change will come, and then opportunity is going to come. But that's what I see. I'm one of those guys that, thinking outside the box here. You just look around Caro and the opportunity that we have, in the city of Caro. We can't let these children. We can't let these families in this housing. We can't let them leave. What happens when they leave?
Senator Dale Fowler.